Okay. I managed to snag Kate Graham result. So, Kate, everyone's leaving the main hall after... Timon de Jong gave his opening keynote at Learning Technologies. So, come on, it's filtering through my head. What do you think? What have you thought about his talk?
I thought it was really interesting and actually something that's really relatable. It wasn't specifically about L&D, but really, really relatable. So he's talking about, you know me, culture, so... he's talking about trust, and he's talking about digital balance. And I think what we're seeing in research, sort of across the board, not just Fosway research, is kind of that learner as a consumer. People want more personalised experience. They want experiences that are ongoing. They want things on demand. They want things at the point of need. And that kind of is borne out in everything that he was just saying. So we know that organisations are looking more at artificial intelligence. We know that people are more bothered about things like analytics and getting the right content to the right people at the right time. And everything he was just talking about, I think, really reflects where L&D knows where it needs to go. I don't think everybody's there yet, as we kind of figured out in some of the questions.
Yeah.
And not everybody, we talk about big data, not everybody's able to capture it and be then able to analyse it. But that whole point of Netflix having 300 people to process their artificial intelligence. So somebody on the back channel, Nick Ribeiro, said artificial intelligence. I think that's fascinating because that's Netflix, right? Mm. So how's the average L&D department meant to keep up with that?
Yep.
But I think, I feel like the tide is turning that way. And so I actually come out of that feeling quite positive that people know that that's the way we need to go. It's just now taking the steps to get there. What about you?
I really liked it. I thought it was quite pragmatic. I didn't think it was too blue sky. A couple of things that I really liked is, so Crystal is a tool that basically crunches data on your digital footprint. So I would really recommend having a look at that. I think you have to pay for it, but I think that's the sort of challenge, that sort of technology. It's like, what actually do you know using these tools, and what could it tell you about how teams function? I think that's a great
challenge.
And maybe
outsourcing that is the best way to go.
Yeah, so I think that's quite interesting. The other one was, I love the example of the intern being brought into an organisation to translate some press releases, and the guy that brought her in looks at the screen and she's doing something completely different, asks her what she's doing, and says, well, I've given it to my friend who's an intern somewhere else, who's a linguist, she's working on that. And then this guy gets cross because she's not doing the job, and she says, well, you'll have the translation in an hour. What's the problem with that? And that's another challenge. It's like, actually, you know, are managers ready for people who are connected with others who can do the work? You know, that collaborative kind of dynamic that exists within and outside an organisation. I think that's a really good challenge as well.
I take my network with me everywhere I go, right? I work from home, and I've worked from home in various different guises over the years, but I've still got my network with me wherever I go. I remember Elliot Macy years, like 10 years ago, talking about he employed this young girl and she was sat at her desk. I mean, like I say, this is going back some. So it's kind of before Twitter, really. But she had kind of whatever, all these windows up on her thing. She had a headset and she was talking to people. He says to her, like, what are you doing? And she's like, talking to my tribe. Because, like, they come with me, like, well, you know, virtual tribe. And that's always stuck with me because I think PLN or whatever you want to call it, I take my people with me. Like, you and I talk about stuff all the time professionally, and that's still relevant in the roles that we're both doing now as it was a few years ago. So, yeah, I love that. But whether or not managers are really ready for that in a formal environment, I think, is a different kind of fish.
Okay, thank you ever so much for being the first person to be on the audio diary for Learning Technologies.
Oh, I love it. You know me.